I don't really have a prepared message, but, you know, I can relate to situations in the room. My name is Brian Mons. I'm 34. I've been in Fort Wayne about 20 years, born and raised in Oklahoma for the first 10 years of my life. But in 2009, I was released from prison. I did just a year, a couple petty charges, but it kind of curbed everything I had going. I was, you know, good jobs, just things of that nature, good attorneys. Just my track record played against me, so petty things after petty things after petty things. I got a DOC sentence, so multiple charges, multiple sentences. So 2009, I came home to a lot of stuff like this, man, and it just, but one thing I knew is I couldn't go back to what got me there, you know, so I just, first and foremost, I just changed who I hung around, how I thought about myself. I follow Christ. I believe that's why I'm here tonight, so I don't have no problem sharing. I believe I'm with like family, you know. So night and day, I don't even know where to start. I grew up, my father was kind of an abusive alcoholic, emotional kind of thing. Parents got divorced about 13. I got in a lot of trouble as a juvenile. Before I turned 18, I had probably a dozen felonies and a dozen misdemeanors. As a juvenile, multiple 99-day sentences, 120-day sentences down 2929 Will Street. Spent a lot of time there. Graduated from there, went to Big Boy Jail, OWIs, thefts, just stupid stuff. Had a couple kids. But when I got sentenced to prison August of 2008 to a 18-month sentence, drinking and a residential entry, I kicked in a door, somebody owed me some money, just stupid stuff. It just all played against me. During that time, I went in. I knew I wasn't a criminal. I didn't see myself as a criminal. You know, I'm saved. I know God. I got a relationship with God, and I'm sitting in prison. You know, it just didn't add up. I had morals, raised in a good home. I just decided to change myself. But, you know, I believe only God changes hearts. And I just begin to see myself differently. You know, I mean, I got a DOC number like most people in here are familiar with. But I like made it my duty to like not be identified by that, because all my life I was been one of those guys that's been full of potential. But, you know. But he can't keep his mouth shut, or he can't say it. So I've always been that guy. I can't hold down a job. But so I just wanted to, like, prove him wrong. And I just set out to do that. So I came home in 2009, unemployed, 6-7 months, Brown and Associates, parole, probation, cost, two kids, child support. And it just seemed hopeless. And, I mean, but I was just determined. I mean, I just felt like I could go get a bag or whatever was my release, but I would like get caught pulling out or around the corner. It was like a booby trap. I just felt like everything was a trap. Old friends. So I just hung to myself. I stayed at my mom's. I had nothing, no license, you know, couldn't provide anything, barely paying for my classes. And then about 7 months after my release, I got hired at Little Caesars holding the $5 sign on State and Coliseum. And it was like a breakthrough. it was a God sign, you know, because to me, it was like 1,000% pay raise, because in prison, I was a minimal offender. I was in minimum security, and I was cutting down trees and stuff for 20 cents an hour. So now I'm getting $7.50 to hold this sign. You know, it's like, yeah, I can do that. But to me, it was a glimmer of hope, because it was a step in the right direction. Somebody got my foot in the door. Now I can put something on application again. Who cares if it's Little Caesars? You know, I got it. And it just snowballed from there. I started detailing cars, and it just wasn't enough to add up. And I just realized nobody was hiring me. I mean, Walmart, to buff floors, or the gas stations, nobody would give me an opportunity. So my mom bought a push mower to cut her yard with, and I said, you give me that mower, I'll cut your grass, you never have to cut your grass again. So she's like, all right. So with that mower, I started a company. I got online, started an LLC, Gifted Hand Specialty Construction, in 2011, and it's still up and running today. I use contractors. I have multiple mowers, multiple trailers, trucks. And at that time I started my company, I had no license, no vehicle, staying at my mom's house. So, I mean, I work full time. I just launched another company this January. And, you know, I'm no better than the man that came out of prison in 2009. I swear to you, the only difference that in me and my life is how I see myself. I know nobody can tell me I'm worthless. Nobody can tell me I'm a felon. Nobody can tell me I'm not a good father. I won't provide. I mean, because I believe what the Bible says about me, you know, and that's just how I roll. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. We all make mistakes, but they don't define us, you know, and you know, just a testament to you guys being here is that you have the same courage I do, because you made it through your story and you can tell it. So my story is no more significant than anybody else's, because I'm telling you, 8 or 9 years ago, man, I was in these meetings and I was like forced into them. I had to be there and get my sheet signed and stuff like that, looking like a hopeless dark tunnel. So, I mean, just, you know, I look at it like, if it seems hopeless and there's nothing to hold on to, always look for like gifts and talents. God, you know, there's a parable in the Bible about the talents, God giving out the talents, the 3, the 5, and the 1, the guy buried them. But I just look at that as everybody in here has gifts and talents, you know, and I was the guy that always wanted to be like other people, man. I was a great athlete, but I never quite made the scholarship because I was drinking and drugging and partying. I got A's and B's without showing up half the time. So I kind of like charmed my way through, a charisma my way through, but I never found my identity because I was always trying to chase the next man or the next title or just wanting acknowledged or recognition. But, you know, it's like everybody's got a gift or a talent. So I just kind of look back as like, what have I been given? Because, you know, even to this day, I think one of my blind spots, one of my strongholds is like, I see myself as a really trivial guy. Like, I can't talk politics. I can't talk government. I don't know nothing about taxes or none of that. I just know what I know, and I know my faith. I know what I believe. I'm really simplistic. I don't get into a lot of sports. I can't tell you nothing about fantasy football. So it seems like I'm very surfacey, but, you know, when I get on stuff like this and, like, you guys, man, I'm passionate about it. I was a youth pastor for about 4 years. I helped out with a youth ministry for 3 years before that. And I'm just passionate about this kind of stuff, people who have a false identity, because, you know, we get labeled by teachers and parents and just crap, just situations, you know. So back to the gifts and talents. One of my things was relate to people, man. I can talk to an infant. I can talk to a 70-year-old and we just talk about life and dealing with stuff. And so I just kind of flourished with that. I just made relationships, and that's kind of my thing. I don't preach. I don't, you know, I just love on people because somebody loved on me when I wasn't a lovable kind of guy, you know. And so I don't know if that means anything. It helps me, but, you know, just don't, it's never desperate. You know what I'm saying? Just God's always got your back. You're never alone. Guys like these guys, I know these guys, man, and they're solid people, man. So I like what you guys got going on. I was just stopping in to check it out, and I appreciate you letting me take the mic.